Chapter 1. Why is work-life balance important? A three-legged table will stand fine until it is leaned on all four sides. During my first job out of college, I was renting a basement flat in Washington, D.C. I was living on an entry-level salary, so when I saw a table someone put out on the curb, I snatched it. It was a nice table, with one minor fault. It was missing one leg. Propped up against the kitchen wall, it worked fine for breakfast and quick dinners. Then I had a couple of friends over. Long story short, a whole chicken and a bottle of wine ended up crashing to the floor. I look back on this incident when I think about how some of us fool ourselves that everything is fine. We spend long hours at work, and then when we come home, we never really disconnect as we take phone calls and check emails. Because personal life is crowded out at home, it starts to play out in the office. We spend time texting friends and checking social media to keep up on what we missed because we were working when we were at home. Pressures build up, we struggle to disconnect, and stress slowly increases, affecting our sleep and life satisfaction. Unless we find a way to create balance over the long term, our proverbial three-legged table will eventually crash. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, has sought ways to measure the health of economies beyond counting dollars in and out via gross domestic product, GDP. The organization realized that GDP was not a be-all and end-all. It also knows there is much more behind GDP than a simple economic engine. As anyone who has followed the stock market knows, there are many factors that may seem unrelated to the stock, but have a major influence on the stock price on a given day. Weather, political unrest, consumer confidence reports, and the price of fuel, as well as hundreds of other factors, play into corporate valuations as well as into a country's overall GDP. After a massive amount of research, the OECD started the Better Life Initiative in 2011. This initiative was intended to provide another measuring stick for economic health, or possibly a predictor of future GDP. Of the 11 measured factors,